Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
7:24. It's the morning shift. Mike, Allie, Dylan hanging out with you here on a Wednesday morning. Thank you so much for taking us in your car. Speaking of being in the car, Echo Park Speedway. Brought it up earlier. We went down to the name unveiling at Atlanta Motor Speedway. The guys at Dukes and Bell were over at Echo Park Automotive in Duluth yesterday. Before I had any idea there was a name change, I was like, man, we got to come up with a Speedway nickname.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to spend too much time here, but I think I've got one. All right. You guys just, I'm going to be able to tell by the look on your face, just thumbs up or thumbs down. All right. And you guys can weigh in at 929 Morning Shift or in the wake up call. The Echo Chamber.
Huh. I like
Dylan's
it.
Giving me the poked out bottom lip and a thumbs up.
I like it.
The
I
Echo
give you a
Chamber.
Thumbs up. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, of course, you use echo chamber this day and age as like kind of, somewhat of a derogatory term. Like, you're in an echo chamber, man. Mm-hmm. You don't listen to nobody. But I just feel like the word chamber just screams like, this is going to be awesome. You know, the echo chamber. I don't know. Now that it's Echo Park Automotive, I'm like, dude, you know what? There's in every NASCAR track, or most of them, they have nicknames.
Yeah.
The Lady in Black is Darlington. The Last Coliseum, that's Bristol. Like, you have these. The Echo Chamber.
I like it. The more you say it, the more I'm vibing with it.
I can see like somebody signing on, whoever's doing like play-by-play for the race, and be like, welcome to the Echo Chamber.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. All right. So, you know, we'll get with, whoever, Doug Turnbull, somebody. we'll make sure we get that plan. Brandon Hutchinson, if you're listening, I'm just telling you, just give me credit. I'll give you all the copyrights. Just give me credit when it comes down to it. Maybe a couple of VIPs. To every future race at the Echo Chamber. Anyways, we got to move on because coming up in a little bit, we're going to do In the Huddle. A couple of interesting pieces of news coming out, but we also got to hit the womp, 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 the Braves.
Yeah, not so exciting news on the Braves front. They lost last night 8-3 to the Diamondbacks. Spencer Strider still seems to be knocking the rust off, and he knows it. He's accountable, but it's frustrating. Yeah. Yeah. They do get another shot tonight at Truist, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully, they can win so we're not losing this series.
It just, like, it's so deflating. And we had the conversation yesterday and obviously brought in CJ Nitkowski to talk about the change in third base coaching. And there was a point in this game where the Braves made it 4-3. And I honestly thought to myself, I wonder if Freddie's going to have a sore shoulder tomorrow. Because, you know what I mean, it's like the equivalent of a football player getting signed off the street. You're like, man, he was sitting on his, couch like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Like, Freddie hadn't done anything active, I wouldn't think, with that right shoulder in a while. So as he's waving Matt Olson home, and Matt Olson's shocked to be waved home, and Freddie's just giving it the whole windmill thing, I'm like, dude, he's going to wake up tomorrow and be like, man, that labrum, really? really kicked in.
I do wonder when his phone rang, because we had CJ Nikowski on yesterday, and he said he was filling in for me on Friday.
Yes.
On his radio show. Yes. So who knows when that phone call happened, but he was windmilling Matt Olson home. I'm not sure Matt Olson was quite ready for that. But you saw him come to life and show a little bit more emotion than we've been seeing.
Yeah, it was so funny. Brendan Gaughan last night after the Matt Olson slide home, he's like, you're not going to hang it in the loop, but he got there and he got his hand on home plate. No, there was a certain amount of times last night, and also you had the hit or the fly out, I guess, from Marcell Ozuna in the eighth inning with two runners on that you thought, okay, this is going to be it. Rafael Montero stays in a little bit too long, probably for a lot of fans' liking, but he was pitching well. I'm not going to sit here and nitpick everything Brian Snitker does through the end of the year, but going back to Spencer Strider, to your point, Allie, I mentioned this earlier. The very first batter was Corbin Carroll, leadoff hitter. Now, he ends up hitting two home runs last night. His first at-bat was a flyout, and they're like, oh, that's a good way to start. But I'm looking at the location of the pitch, which was 95 or 96, and it's right down the middle of the plate. And I'm going, oh, dude, that ain't good. Mm-hmm. Because the Diamondbacks, say what you will, they have a lot of holes pitching-wise. They're a good offensive team. And we saw that last time when you hit the four home runs, when Suarez hit the four home runs against his team. So just need Strider to, at some point, man, just get back to being half of what you were 2 years ago.
And, again, it's unfortunate because you need him to be good now, because the Braves can't afford to go backwards. It feels like the Braves are starting to run out of air. It feels like the ship is starting to flood and you're starting to run out of air when it comes to this season. But the unfortunate thing about it is you can't really rush Spencer Strider and him trying to get back into this rhythm, him trying to get all of his power back, because it's clearly, to your point, not all there. Because a couple of years ago, when Spencer Strider rears back and tries to throw a fastball by Corbin Carroll, it's going by him. And Corbin Carroll isn't popping up. He's just completely whiffing on it. And that's not the case right now, as he gave up three taters yesterday. So it's just unfortunate, because you need Spencer Strider and everybody else to be good now, and it's just not the case.
Yeah, it's not. And it was frustrating watching him, because – and I'll give the Diamondbacks lineup credit. I think it was Marte on the home run he hits that was an absolute missile. He's sitting – I believe it's a changeup. I think it's like an 86-mile-an-hour changeup. Now, it catches too much of the plate, but it was very clear he's sitting on off-speed pitch at that point. You know what I mean? He ain't looking for no fastball. He's like, I'm going to sit off-speed. Corbin Carroll, on the other hand, it's like, he hits the missile, and then the next time he comes up, he's like, all right, Spencer Strider's not throwing me that again, and he didn't. He threw an off-speed pitch and deposited that one as well. So I think that they were very well prepared. On the flip side, I'm not sitting here trying to nitpick with what's going on with the Braves, because Bo is usually the one that can kind of level that out, but he's not here today, and I was so frustrated last night knowing, going into the game, that Zach Gallen, leading the National League in walks, right? I think it was 33 or 34 he had on the year. You get one walk last night against the National League leader in walks. Not only that, 23 pitches through three innings. Mm-hmm. So frustrating again and again and again to see it's not the fact that the Braves hitters aren't hitting, but they're not approaching it the right way. You know that if you get into the bullpen, that the Diamondbacks are susceptible with a bad bullpen, and yet you do nothing to try to get Zach Gallen out of the game last night and work the pitch count and get his pitch count up. You just allowed him to do whatever he wanted to you. And even when he did throw it down the middle of the plate, which was few and far between last night, but even when he did, you didn't make him pay. Like, there was nothing you were doing to make him pay. So, just, again, an overall frustrating evening last night for the
Braves. But I will say, we are still new to having Ronald Acuña Jr. back and Spencer Strider back. So, I think it's just going to take a little bit more time to get everybody in sync.
Yeah, I told you, I won't judge either one of those guys till the middle of June. And Ronald hit a couple of hard-hit balls last night. I think he went 2-for-4 and he hit another one to the warning track. So I think he's getting there quicker and quicker. But Spencer Strider, I don't see any signs of the life that I'm looking for. He did mix in a couple of curveballs last night, which was nice. I think he's only throwing those like 4 or 5% of his pitches on the season so far. So we'll see how that comes into effect. But, hey, let's talk a little bit about the NFL. News coming out. We talked about this a number of times throughout the last week or so. The Steelers wanted to trade for Dolphins tight end Jonnu Smith. We know about the relationship between he and Arthur Smith. They go back to a couple of different locations. Those trade talks died. And then last night it was reported that those trade talks are back up and running. Jonnu is seeking a new contract. He went to a Pro Bowl last year, 88 grabs in that high-flying offense. I'm not sure if he'll get back to those numbers if he's with Arthur Smith, but it's worth keeping an eye on.
Mike, you were kind of speculating that maybe the Steelers had Kyle Pitts on their radar because, of course, we heard there's some inquiries going on about him.
Yeah, phone calls.
Do you think this conversation could be getting ramped back up because they hit a dead end with Kyle Pitts?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. Maybe. I think that maybe it seems like Janu would be more available. And I said this yesterday. Janu very much fits what Arthur Smith wants to do more than Kyle Pitts does. Now, Arthur Smith knows both of those players very, very well. And I think Arthur Smith knows what a Kyle Pitts, when he's up and playing well, can do. I don't know that Arthur Smith's making that phone call, but I just feel like all of this got set in motion because of the Janu Smith news, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, the Falcons are fielding calls about Kyle Pitts. Oh, in other news, the Steelers might be looking to get Janu Smith. And you're like, that sounds really, really fishy. So I don't know. I would say that there's probably something to that, just kicking the tires. Maybe that's one of the phone calls they did have.
Mm-hmm.
But it does sound like, to your point, that maybe they were told no when they approached Atlanta. Maybe the asking price was too high. So something to keep an eye on for sure. In other news, do want to hear from Saquon Barkley. He turned some heads yesterday. He was talking about the longevity of his career and how it kind of compares to one of his idols.
One of my favorite players of all time is probably my favorite player of all time is Barry Sanders. So probably similar to that. Maybe one day, like, it'll be out of nowhere. I'll probably be balling and just be like, yeah, call it quits.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, call it quits. One day just ball and call it quits. And all the Eagles fans, including Simone, just shuddered. They're just terrified.
And it
just, it's, yeah.
No, not me. I'm cool.
I didn't even notice. I didn't say
it. I know. It was Allie today.
I'm in the seat.
What are we, 6 weeks in? She is a full-fledged member of the
show.
She's
in the false narrative
seat.
She
is already a veteran on this thing. No, but I think it turns a lot of heads because you know what Barry Sanders was, but you know what he could have been. Right, you talk about all-time rushing leaders, and that conversation with Emmitt Smith's all-time rushing record is going to come up in the next year or two about Derrick Henry, if he can keep kind of having some of his success. But I personally don't want Saquon to not be in the NFL. It's too much fun watching him play.
How much money would he be leaving on the table if he retires early?
A lot. A lot of money. I don't know what he's making this year, Dylan. You probably have to tell me. It's probably close to 20, if I had to guess. There he goes. Get the fingers, Google fingers out. But, it's running backs.
That's hard to walk away from.
And he's part of the running back, renaissance, bringing those back, Derrick Henry and Saquon. And also, I put Josh Jacobs kind of in that role. And some of the other players, the teams that don't have running backs, you can very easily tell. And so I think that we're lucky to have one here in Bijan Robinson, who's also going to get paid eventually as well as he enters year three, and you hope for a Pro Bowl out of him. So we'll see what happens.
So this latest contract obviously got the extension, the two-year, $40 million extension. So according to Spotrac, it says his cap hit for this year is 6.6, then to 9.8. Then he goes into double digits to 12, 17, 12 again, then back down to like 9. So
pay that man his money.
Some money.
He's worth it. Hopefully he sticks around for a while. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the news coming out of New York, the shocking firing of Tom Thibodeau, if you will. We're also going to do a Which One Wednesday. That's going to be Dylan versus Allie, hosted by me and judged by you in the wake-up call.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.